KJ4RQZ before DJW.
KJ4HKC, will you call me over?
W4DJW, stand by for net. CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. We do have a few pre-check-ins. Net control would like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KI4LVI, that's Andy. He's over at Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. Hope all's going well with you. And KC4W, that's Bill and Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope all's going well with you. And appreciate everyone that used the pre-net check-in capability this evening. Next up are Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Net control, please check in. KJ4HKC. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, John, and Belton. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KJ4HKC. That's John over in Belton. Sounded good tonight, John. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter, a suffix, or call that begins with letters A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73.
Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Perry, I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave.
Okay, that's a good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW. That's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. All over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. You were right there at the white noise, but we got you checked in. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And KO4AOW. That's David. Sounding good from Inman tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. KO4BDM, that's Jim over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being here tonight, Jim. You're sounding good. And KB2BYQ, that's David from Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope all's going well with you. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move right along to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter, suffix, their call. It begins with letters E through H. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hotel Charlie in 4HHC, Warren and Taylor, negative to negative.
JW. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry and Chandler, negative, negative, Mike. Dave, good to hear you, thanks.
Kilo Sierra 4, Victor Juliet, KS4, BJ, we're negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Echo Lima, KO4, HL. My name
is, I'm in River Falls, Charlie, negative.
Okay, Nick Toll, I'd like to recognize N4HHC, that's Warren, and KC4EZN, that's Harry. Warren is in Easley, Harry is in Taylor's, good to have, no, Warren is in Taylor's, and Harry is in Candler. Sorry about that, I was cross-eyed, reading my lines, going up the lines instead of across. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren, and Harry, thank you for being there from Candler, and David, I think is your name. I missed your call, but I got Vicky's call, KS4VJ in Spartanburg. If you could come back with your call, I'd appreciate that. Okay, David, I got that. It's just the repeater is very, very noisy tonight, so you're right there at the noise level, but I did get it that time. I appreciate your persistence. That control like to recognize KE4EA. David, over in Spartanburg, and KO4HEL. That's Ed over in River Falls. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move right up to the India through Lima group. Station with the first letter suffix of call that begins with letters I through L, and we'll let check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
WJW. It's Hilo 4. I'm checking Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Safety 3 for each one of you.
Okay, that's another good group. Net control, like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James sounding good from Tuxedo this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Sid. He's up in Fletcher, North Carolina this evening. And be sure and stop by with Sid tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. Sid has a really good net up there on the Blue Ridge Radio Club, right? We're the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. He's on the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. They have a net every Sunday at 8 o'clock on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and stop by and check in with Sid tomorrow night. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. And Sid, we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on a regular basis. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Got it right that time, Sid, right off the bat. Thumbs up. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KG4LPF, that's Sam. Sounding good from Slab Town, as usual. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. Hope all's going well with you. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, you sounding good. Tell Donna we said hello. Always appreciate you stopping by for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And W4IYI, that's Robert up in Rock Hill. You're sounding good tonight, Robert, from Rock Hill. Most of the people aren't making it in very well tonight. It's kind of a scratchy night, but you're doing good. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Sorry, I'm out of turn. Just walked into the room. Have to get back to doing some meal prep stuff. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest, Anderson County, Slap Town.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W2MJB, that's Mark, bring with him. KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. They're over in Simpsonville. Checked in with the pre-net check-in capability. It's its ability to sound off over the air while the net is running has been turned off. So post 9 o'clock p.m., it can't say that it's checking you in, but it can still check you in. And Mark has used that this evening. I suspect that's Mark. It could have been Wendy. But anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight. Mark, if you're listening, W2MJB and Wendy, KN4HTP, hope you guys are having a good evening and do appreciate you taking advantage of the pre-check-in capability. Even after the net started, you can still use it. And KK4FTU, that's Richard sounding good from Slabtown as usual. Richard, appreciate you being here tonight, and take care, stay safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter, a suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, net control like to recognize K4OSH. That's Pat, sounding good from Malden. Pat, when you checked in, the repeater straightened right up. All that scratchiness went away. It's clear as a bell. Sounds like heard you check in and decided it's time to stand up and take notice because it sounds really good. Sounds like a normal night now. Doesn't sound like that scratchy anymore. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And we'll have to get you to check in at the beginning of the net to get that cleared up from now on. So stay safe, Pat. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Pat has the Mike through Papa group all to himself this evening. We'll go ahead and move it to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter, a suffix their call that begins with letters Q through T. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November, KD2RKN, Jason, I'm mobile, around I-85, exit 54 right now, heading home. No traffic, no comments, but if you could, sir, when you have a minute, I'd like to request a short informal with K4OSH.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KD2RKN, that's Jason, out there mobile. Be careful on the mobile, Jason. I'll be back to you in just a second. And AK4HR, that is Mike. He's checking in on Echo Link via text message. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Mike, stay safe. And KD2RKN, go ahead and call your station.
OSH, KD2RKN. OSH, KD2RKN. Get away from the radio. Back to you, net control.
It sounds like you're right, Jason. We can try again later if you want to. Just interrupt any time you like. He may have just turned it on, checked in, and then gone back to what he was doing. Some people do that sometimes, but we'll see if he comes back in a little bit. Any other? Oh, we've got a Echolink station. Echolink station. Oh, okay, that's KN4RJN. We're going to go ahead and check in John. Well, I've got it down. Net control, like to recognize KN4RJN. That's John over in. He's not saying where he is. He could be in Inman. He could be somewhere else. If you just want to leave me a text message over there, John, we'll get your location as well. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, John is in Greensboro, so we got that in the log. John, appreciate you being with us tonight. Stay safe. Safe travels. And the next group up on the stump tonight is Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. All right, that's one time all the way through the alphabet. We'll go ahead now and open it up for everyone, A through Z, Z through A, if you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative tonight.
Okay, net control, like to recognize N4DJC. That's Jerry sounding good from Anderson this evening. Appreciate you being here, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we would have rag chews in between, or we would have check-ins between rag chews, but we don't have any rag chewers this evening. So have I missed anyone for check-ins, or have I missed any comments? Call W4DJW. Go ahead, recheck.
Okay, control is KD2RGN. I'll hang around for a chew.
Okay, it's your turn. Up on the stump, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW KD2RKN, just wondering how the distributed computing's been going there for you.
It just runs by itself now. It's on autopilot. It has been on autopilot for months. That's 24 Raspberry Pi 4s, 8 of them with 8 gigabytes of memory, and the rest of them with 4 gigabytes of memory, but with the memory compression turned on, so it looks like 8. And they just run and run and run and run. They got a battery backup on them that I got that will support 1,500 watts, and they draw about 600 watts, along with two servers, a primary and a backup server that's used to serve up their file systems because there's no storage on any of the Raspberry Pis. They've all got network boot, so there's no SD card, there's no USB SATA drive, there's nothing. Right? They're just bare metal. That's all they are, just bare metal. And they run 24/7/365, draw about 600 watts throughout the day, and just crunch, 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 crunch. And that's all they do. I imagine I'll just leave them running like that for a while. They do bump the power bill up, though. It's a significant increase in the power bill.
Are those actively cooled or just with heat sinks on the CPUs?
So I had this big metal fan that I bought at a ham fest. It's about 4 inches square, and it's about an inch, maybe a little inch and a quarter thick, and it pumps a lot of air. And each stack of four Raspberry Pis is in a stack. They're bolted together with spacers in between them and metal, or not metal plates, but acrylic plates in between them. And there's a fan mounted inside each acrylic plate that blows directly down on a very small heat sink that's on the CPU, it's on the memory, and it's on the USB bus, but there's really nothing on the USB bus, and it's on the graphics card, the GPU. Chip. So four little tiny heat sinks, one fan mounted in a piece of acrylic above the card, four cards mounted in a stack with a 4-inch fan sitting in front of the stack blowing air across all four at the same time, and one for each set of four. There's either four or five in a stack. I think there's four, and there's enough stacks. There's like six stacks, so that makes 24 altogether. With four CPUs on each, that makes 96 CPUs crunching against COVID all at the same time. They accumulate quite a few credits. I think they've got up to 9 million credits since I've been running them over the summer.
Yeah, I remember discussing it with you when all this stuff kicked off, and I put a few stations together for a little while, but it was heating up the shack a little bit too much, and I couldn't sit in there and be comfortable and get on the radios at all. Do you have those with, what kind of networking are they running? Do you have them on a managed switch or just a dummy switch?
So just like you, I had the same problem you had, is it was just noisy as it could be, and I use this for an office where I, my office and my ham shack are the same room. And that's where I initially set them up. And as they were growing and I was getting more of those 4-inch fans that make quite a bit of noise, it just got, like you said, it got too hot in here and it got too noisy in here. So I exiled them to the bonus room, right? And when I moved them over to the bonus room, it greatly reduced the heat that was in this room. But they still produce some heat over there. But there's more air in that room. It's a bigger room. So they have a harder time driving up the temperature in that room like they did in this one. But they are, you're right, they're noisy and they're hot. So, yeah, they do. That's why that power bill is, you know, that noise and that heat, it costs something to produce all of that. So, yeah, I had the same problem you did.
Yeah, at one point in time, I looked over at the thermometer in the shack, and it was a balmy 88 degrees in the shack. And this was probably about May or June time frame, I believe. And it was just, frankly, it was miserable, so I decided to shut them down. I had a quad-core i5 running and I believe an 8-core i7 running full blast for a few weeks there.
Yeah, I've still got my old laptops that were just sitting there doing nothing, right? They're like dual-core. Or single core with dual threads, two threads on a single core. And they, you know, all combined, all of my old laptops combined, output about as much as one Raspberry Pi. So the Raspberry Pis are pretty powerful. They're pretty, like, I've got four laptops running all the time, not including my wife's new one, which outperforms about three or four Raspberry Pis combined, the new laptop that she has. But the older laptops that I have, it takes four of them to keep up with one Raspberry Pi.
I'm on a managed switch, or are they just on like a regular 10, 101 gig unmanaged dummy switch, KD2RKN variety?
So it started off with a 16 port network gigabit switch, and I ran out. So I had to get another one of those, and then I was going to run out again. So I got a 24-port gigabit switch, and I got one Cat 8, I think it is, cable, a Cat 8 that runs from the ham shack around into the bonus room, so that I get like 5 gigabits of bandwidth on that Cat 8, and it goes into the gigabit switch that is the 24-port gigabit switch. And then the 24 port is daisy chained over to the 16 port. And then each of the 24 Raspberry Pis has a place to plug into. Plus you got the jumpers, right? And you got two servers, a primary and a backup server. So it's a combination of a 24 port and a 16 port and about a 75 foot Cat 8 cable.
That's a pretty good machine there in the grand scheme of things. If it's outperforming your old laptops even, that's pretty impressive that you got it all to work. I'm impressed.
Well, about the same time that I built that, you know, it started out with just one rack of four. And I thought, well, this thing's performing pretty good. So it was another rack of four. And I thought, wow, this is great. If two perform good, four will perform better. But about the same time, I was due for a server, a Dell. I use those Dell XPS servers at home, and I get one about every 3 or 4 years. And it was about time for a new one. So the new one that I got was a 9900 16 CPU with 32 gigabytes of RAM. And that's a pretty nice machine. It'll do pretty good. But it has done, since they've all started running about the same time, and it's produced 1 million credits, whereas that rack has produced 9 million. So it costs about half of what that Dell server costs, and it produces about 8 times more work units or credits for work units than that Dell server. So price ratio, they're a whole lot better than just buying a single 16 CPU machine, a whole lot better. You can't even compare it. They're like 3 times more cost effective than buying a Dell server.
That sounds like it, especially if it's putting out 9 times as many in almost the same amount of time, even though you got, you know, 24 8-core units there, but still, for the money, it's kind of hard to beat, you know, when it has that one specific purpose in mind.
Yeah, it's 96 total threads, 96 CPUs, if you just count a thread as a CPU, versus 16 CPUs. The 16 CPUs and the Dell, and the way that Rosetta works for stamping out or figuring out folding proteins for COVID, right, to find the weakest protein folds. The way that works is those work units are going to spend 8 hours, regardless of how fast your CPU is. They're going to work for 8 hours, and then they're going to output, they're going to finish with that work unit and go get another work unit. So having 96 threads processing a work unit each every 8 hours can get a whole lot more work done than 16 processing, 16 cores processing a work unit each for 8 hours, right? So there's just no way. The Dell costs a whole lot more, right? It's like double the cost of that many Raspberry Pis, but there's no way it can keep up. It's like only a quarter as efficient And I just got lucky there. I thought that might be the case, but I wasn't sure. But now it's proven.
Well, I am impressed. That's a feat, because I know it probably took you several days of configuring to get all that actually working and to get those two servers controlling all the nodes on it. It's not an easy project to do unless you have some experience doing that before. And I don't know what your experience was on, you know, distributed computing before, but that's a chore.
Well, that is the profession I am in. that's what I do for a living. So that makes it a little easier. And this is the second go around. The guy that got us all started into it was a guy that I did that with back in the 90s and your Y2K up to about 2006 or 2007, I think, is when I quit. And he kept going. He's been going ever since. So it's my second go-around of setting up a hive like that on bare metal with no storage. And it did evolve over time, too, because it started off all of them were running on their own SD card, and then they all ran on each individual node had its own USB drive, and they all network booted off that USB drive. And then the servers themselves got an NVMe M.2 drive that can write like 3 gigabytes per second. And well, all of them drinking from that one NVMe drive is just super fast. It's like they've got local storage. So it evolved. It didn't start off as maintenance free as it is now, but now it's pretty maintenance free. It's got to where I don't even touch it anymore. I just look at it and see what it's doing every now and then. That's about it.
Now, do you have that NVMe running off of a Pi network controller, or is it a different kind of architecture for your main server that controls them all?
So, over the years, I buy a new Dell XPS server about once every 3 to 5 years, and I've got two of them that are still running. And so, the NVMe, one of them, the 8200, I think it is, an XPS 8200, an old one, it didn't have any SD card ability on the motherboard. One of them does, one of them doesn't. The one that doesn't has a PCIe slot that I put an NVMe adapter in that PCIe slot, and that's the one they all run off of. That's a Dell server. And then there's another one that does have a place you can put the mSATA. You can put an mSATA card on the motherboard itself, so it doesn't have any physical hard drive in it. It's just got an mSATA card on the motherboard. That's the backup. So should the other one, and they get rsynced every day from one to another. So if one should go offline, they'll all just boot off with the other one. It's automatic. Switches are, if the primary isn't there, the secondary will serve up their operating systems for them.
With those M.2 drives, I've got a couple of them in our home server, and it runs. It's their only purpose is to run VMs, and you can run a bunch of VMs off of them. It's lightning fast. It's ridiculous how fast they can be.
That is the reason I switched over. It's like never another spinning hard drive for me. Right? These things, they're getting used constantly. They've got. One of those sticks has 24 operating systems running at the same time. All right, it's not booting off of that. It's got a different hard drive that it boots off of, a SATA. But it's serving up 24 of them, and they're constantly being written to. And so that's like 25 times more use than you would ever see in real life. And it's just holding up to it like it's not even breaking a sweat. You're right. That M.2 will obsolete all spinning hard drives from now till now on. I don't think anybody's going to go back.
Still have quite a few spinning drives in the NAS, but just for sheer dollar per terabyte, you know, right now you can't beat a spinning drive still for, you know, storage that you don't need to be fast. But I agree with you. I think in the long run, it's all going to become solid state and fast. And, I mean, if you think about it, 40 years ago, a 1 megabyte hard drive was, you know, as much as a new car nowadays. So the price will eventually come down to where it just beats the spinning disks out of the water.
W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me check real quick, Jason, and see if anybody else is there, and I'll be right back to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Mike Papa. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Mike Papa. James in Simpsonville.
Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4GMP. That's James over in Simpsonville this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And K4XB, that's Tommy from Southern Greenville County. Always good to hear you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Tommy. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by this evening. And sorry we went so, kind of got hung up there. got carried away with Jason talking about crunching against COVID and using Raspberry Pis to do it. So appreciate your patience. Appreciate you guys sticking around. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call that before DJW.
From DJW. Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Yankee Quebec. Charlie Gray Court.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4AYQ, Arley from Gray Court. Sounding good from Gray Court tonight, Arley. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And let's see, back to KD2RKN. Jason, what else you got for us this evening? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
And not much. Just had a trip up to Raleigh and back today, and I'm just now getting ready to pull off to the exit, heading to the QTH. So I'm going to go ahead and hand it back over to you. Thanks for the chew. And I always interested in hearing about your adventures with the Rosetta. That makes me smile that people are still doing it and trying to fight that fight. So anyway, back to you. Net control, KD2RK.
Okay, Jason, have a safe trip back into the home QTH. Appreciate you taking time to stick around for Rag Chew this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed anyone for checking in? Call W4DJW.
4DJW, KC4EZN.
Go ahead, Gary. Harry?
Really interested in listening to your conversation. I'm about 98% clueless about what you're talking about, but just for a little bit of perspective, I've got six old computers. One of them has got an AMD 5000 processor, which was a dual core from about 15 years ago. And when I'm not using them, three of them are sitting here waiting on somebody to need an old computer, because most of the radio software doesn't take a lot of CPU horsepower. You know, they work just fine on that. But each one of those computers is running about 160,000 work units so far. So against your 9 million, that's where I'm sitting up here. But they're sitting there running, and they keep the room a little warmer. And I've noticed the light bill went up $3 or $4 a month. So we're with that, too, and having fun. We'll turn it back to you, Dave. Have a good weekend. KC4EZN.
Well, Harry, that's about on par for what I get out of one of my old laptops, but it beats, sitting, you know, 100,000 credits. That's still good. That's still a lot, 100,000, 200,000. Eventually, that'll add up to a million. Just let them sit there and crunch away. And every little bit helps, because that's information that either scientists can say, hey, that looks interesting, and go straight to it, or you can look at it and say, yeah, that's not worth wasting our time on. And that's valuable, too, that you eliminate what they don't need to look at is just as important as picking out what they do need to look at. So, and it sure beats them sitting around collecting dust doing nothing, right? They're probably working harder now than they ever worked the whole time when they were in use after they were brand new. Because, you know, you just don't sit there working on your laptop all the time. You just use it when you need it. So, and now they're working hard all the time. So I kind of enjoy getting value out of my investment long after, you know, 15 years after invested. So it's fun to me. Anyway, appreciate you pouring your true cents in there, letting everybody else know it's a valuable cause. It's good for helping them figure out, and not only COVID, it's for other kinds of issues too. cancer, all kinds of different ways, things that they can do to solve problems for with biology. Appreciate you being here tonight, Harry. Take care. Be safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW. Okay, if I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop by tomorrow night where I think KJ4WZM, Daniel, if he's not on the road, sometimes he's on the road, and if he is, I'll probably be calling it. But if he's not on the road, KJ4WZM, Daniel will be calling it. Stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.